the falling away, because that's come up, you know, falling away from the ideal, I suppose, or our own sense of what the ideal is. Again, this is in the section that deals with the man of the field. So it's 4.7.1.7. But it talked about falling away as being when the Lord is, when the Lord is acknowledged, but not the divinity of his human. And correlated with that is faith as being the thing that is essential and not charity. So those two aspects were described as generals, and or falling away from generals. So the general doctrine there is that the essentials are acknowledging the divinity of the Lord's human, and having charity as the essential, because all faith comes from charity, and that which is of faith that is not of charity isn't really faith. I mean, that's the implication there. And I sort of worked with this idea of, you know, what is it to acknowledge the Lord, but not the divinity of his human? So it struck me that this is whenever we fall into sort of a, it's not even an intellectual acknowledgement, but it is that, yet don't practice. Because to acknowledge that the human of the Lord is divine is to acknowledge that that through which the Lord reveals himself is divine. And primarily, in terms of the logopraxis context, that's the text. And so when we're not acknowledging the text as divine, we won't be looking to engage with it or practice it. Because acknowledgement in the word is always about what we do, not what we say. You know, I have been caught up in conversations and things that are, you know, it just felt gritty and not the best. So, and so in those situations, I recognize that it's a case of not acknowledging the Lord's human to be divine and living from my own opinions and these beliefs that these brothers represent that are opposed to charity and in fact would even consider murdering it as the story goes on. So this element is of course all tied into self or proprium, and it's of the Lord's mercy that we have the word through which we can be made aware of this activity that's going on in us all the time. And so at least now you know, we have a sense of it being there, and to acknowledge that it's there, and then to seek to have the Lord work to expose it as he sees fit, and for us to respond appropriately is all about the acknowledging of the Lord's divine human.